Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Greetings, my amazing friends. I'm Kim Wilson. Thank you for joining me. Today we're talking about turning breakups into breakthroughs. I meet so many people who become emotionally stuck because of a breakup. And that breakup can be a divorce, separation from a romantic partner or friendship, job loss, or just breaking away from meaningful relationships. Being emotionally stuck can look like anger, feeling defeated, unwanted, depressed, and lonely. Breakups can be tough and feel difficult, especially when it feels like someone stopped loving us suddenly, packed up their affection, and headed for the exit door. You know, a four-month fling can even sting. Hello? Turning a breakup into a breakthrough is about broadening your perspective. And today I have 5 tips to help open up that perspective, to turn that breakup into a breakthrough. So tip number 1, learning to love ourselves unconditionally. Many times we go inside of relationships expecting people to love us unconditionally. When someone loves us unconditionally, we're saying, even if you see my flaws, you see something wrong with me, you accept all of me, the whole me. The interesting thing is we don't bring that same self-love, that unconditional self-love inside of relationships, but we want it. And when we love ourselves unconditionally, we're not brutal to ourselves. We don't look in the mirror and pick ourselves apart. We work really hard to control those negative messages in our head because we are able to look in the mirror and know that we are more than enough. We are worth being loved. We are worth loving others. We are worth it. And regardless of how much we have achieved or accomplished or have not, we are still special, amazing. We are somebody. Just creating those thoughts to create this foundation of unconditional self-love. Many times when there's a breakup, we're asking questions like, well, what did I do wrong? Is it my fault? We need to balance those questions out with, what did I do right? What did I learn from this relationship? What are the lessons? When we start asking questions that propel us to search for the good, the opportunities, and the growth, we start the work of turning our breakups into breakthroughs. The problem is not the breakup. Becoming emotionally stuck is the problem because it limits and prevents healing. When we are healed, we open ourselves up to the opportunity of participating in amazing relationships in the future. Ultimately, self-love, unconditional self-love, when we have it, we can bring it inside of relationships, and people, they're not completely responsible for loving all of us. We take on that responsibility as well and loving ourselves. Tip number 2, feel your feelings. That is a phrase that people throw around a lot. And I remember when I first heard it, I was like, what are you saying? What is that? Feel your feelings? Well, a lot of times people, they become numb or they avoid talking about the issue because they don't want to feel. It feels painful. And sometimes people, they turn to alcohol and drugs because it numbs out the pain. And when they achieve that feeling of numbness and they realize that, hey, 10 hours went by and I didn't feel anything. Let me pop another one of those, or let me gulp down another shot of that, because they did not have to feel. Pain has a purpose. It lets us know that something is wrong. We get to raise our right hand and say, hey, I'm hurting over here. I need your help. Requesting the help. I think about it like this. When you think of a diabetic who may have neuropathy and they have damaged nerves in their feet, and if you have damaged nerves in your feet and they don't work at all, that means you may not feel the pain if you stepped on a nail or a needle. And that's dangerous because if that needle or that nail has been sitting in that foot for 3 weeks, that means that infection can set in. And if that infection is not treated, then the doctor may say, you know, I'm sorry, we're going to have to amputate. This foot is no longer any good because the person did not feel the pain of the needle. If they would have felt that pain, they would have been able to say, hey, I need for someone to examine my foot so we can take care of this and take care of the infection. Such is the same when we are not able to feel our emotional feelings. And when we feel the feelings, we can push that anger, that sadness, that resentment, that disappointment, we can push it through us and not allow it to just sit there in our bellies and rot and show up as resentment, anger, you know, sharp tongues, and it becomes a part of our emotional baggage. And it can also turn into abusive relationships, and we take that on to the next relationship. It can be a friendship, it can be a work relationship. When we don't give ourselves an opportunity to feel those feelings, we certainly can take it to the next place. Thirdly, face your fears. That's another one I would hear people say all the time. Face your fears. When we have a breakup, a lot of times fear sets in right away because we become afraid of being alone. There's the fear of, what if nobody doesn't want me anymore? What if I'm too old to date? What if I'm not pretty enough? What if the person just does not want me? Sometimes when we are afraid of not having, we resort to familiar people and habits. When I say familiar people, I'm talking about the ex-boyfriend, the ex-husband, the ex-wife, and we have to be careful with that because we ended those relationships for a reason. So we have to make sure when we partner up with the ex, we are not doing that because we're trying to numb out the pain. And if we do make a decision to do something like that, we have to make sure honesty is on the table. Such as the same when we are dealing with a rebound person. And well, the ex could be the rebound person. The rebound person, it's like, well, I just don't want to be by myself, so I just chose this person right away. And again, if honesty on the table, yes, you can manage those decisions a little bit better, but many times we're not being honest. Replace the darkness of fear with the light of love. And love is using the opportunity to find out more about who you are, what you like, lessons learned, and that creates the breakthrough. Love is light, fear is darkness. Tip number 4, pursue happiness. Be intentional on pursuing happiness. Get out of the house. Attend a play, go to the symphony, go to a concert, go to a library, travel to a place in your hometown or your state that you haven't been before. There are a lot of wonderful places in the state that you live in, and a lot of times we don't even know it. Museums, you know, places we just not have visited, but taking that time to pursue your happiness, whether it's a lake, an ocean, just sitting under the trees, just being intentional on doing something for you that creates happiness. And also connecting with your support system, friends, family members who can reflect a language of love to you and say, hey, you're special. I'm so glad you are in my life. It's so good to see you today. Those words stroke the ear instead of surrounding yourself with negative people and they're saying things that scratch the ear, whether you know it or not. And it has an impact on your energy level and how you respond to yourself and to others. Tip number 5, affirm and accept positivity. Affirm and accepting positivity is about affirming yourself in a positive way, saying, I can and I will move on, creating those positive messages. It's the same as when you were little and you learned those ABCs, you did not know it was going to lead to reading and writing and all of that. You just rehearsed ABCs every day and it built, and you were able to build on that. Such is the same when we start telling ourselves positive statements, whether we believe it or not, because we're training the brain. And eventually the brain is going to record those messages, and you are going to know and feel special without even having to make that statement in the morning, because it became a habit and you did it every day. The acceptance part of it is understanding what is in your control and what is not. I raise my right hand and I accept that I cannot make anybody love me, but I do accept that I can love myself. I do love myself. I accept that the relationship is complete. I can and I will move on. That's it. We did it. There you have it. How to turn your breakup into a breakthrough. 5 amazing tips. 1, love yourself unconditionally. 2, feel your feelings. 3, face your fears. 4, pursue happiness. And 5, affirm and accept positivity. Do you want more? Well, I have more. The only thing you have to do is go to my website, kwspeaks.com, and click on the right-hand side where it says contact us. Be sure to give me your email address and your name so I can add you to my email list. So whenever I have something going on, I can send it to you. If you're looking for a keynote speaker or you want me to customize a workshop for you, I am at your request. Just simply send me an email and we'll go from there. Listen, I want you to have an amazing week. Onward, upward, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.